The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 15th of August, I was getting confused here. And 7:05 in the morning. You know,
it's a halfway mark.
Whoever is here last.
I know, I just, I tried to.
Whoever is here last has thoroughly screwed up the microphones and headphones.
I tried to come in this morning to try to figure that out, but
okay, yeah. I got it now. Hello. Okay.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can we do a start over?
Okay. Hey, good morning today.
Have you ever done that before?
Can welcome to Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today is the 15th of August, 7:06 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's in there at the head of this menagerie.
Good morning.
And good morning.
What national day is it today?
It is National Lemon Meringue Pie Day.
Yay! Cool.
Yeah.
Lemon meringue pie.
Lemon meringue.
Never liked it. Okay. Do you like it?
Do you like it, Liam?
I do.
Okay.
When there's a good pie, and it's well done, and it's a treat, I think you have to open your mind and say, because I'm not a coconut lover, but if I was at somebody's house and they had made a coconut cream pie,
of course,
I would
eat it because you're.
I would appreciate the amount of time and the passion that person made to put into that. Would I order it if I had free choice at a restaurant? No, but lemon meringue pie. I am sure that if you opened up your mind to the palate of tasting it, it would be interesting and good.
No.
Okay.
There's where I am with that. However. Comma, like you said, if I was at somebody's house and they'd fixed it, I would be polite.
Mm-hmm. And you might be pleasantly surprised.
It's got sugar in it, right? Okay. Good morning, everybody. Monday, and it's smoky out there, if you've noticed that. So what's the weather
like? All right, 70 degrees currently, and it looks like we are going to have an excessive heat watch in front of us. Areas of smoke between 8 p.m. and 11 p.m., mostly clear with a low of around 73 tonight, but it looks like we're going to have 107 today. Doesn't feel like it outside right now because we do have that cloud smoke cover. Tomorrow, I knew that we were going to progress into this hot weather week. 109 on Tuesday. Wednesday calls for 109. Thursday calls for 107. And Friday, 109. There's no getting around it, folks. That's what we're looking for. Those triple-digit weather heat and smoky days. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated with senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
A veteran-owned business.
Now, I wanted to talk about something that happened before I left town. I was very blessed to be included in a group of girls that all went to high school together in the Arcata area. And so, you know, there, when I think about the fact that I'm kind of the outsider, because they are, it's just, you know, I am the outsider, and that they've included me. And so I enjoy when I get invited, and if I have the opportunity to be able to clear my schedule and we could work it out with the, you know, the work days and those kinds of things.
I don't think you're the outsider after 15 years, but maybe you still are.
Well, I mean,
an outsider is kind of a harsh term. Because you're friends with all of them.
I am.
You're just not from that area.
I'm not from
that
area. And I think I'm the only one that doesn't have kids, and they have kids and grandkids and slews of kids and grandkids. Anyway, so we went to Jacksonville. and I've never been before, so it was beautiful, wonderful weather where you could sleep with the windows open at night. Of course, everywhere in that charming town are bed and breakfasts. I did not see one piece of trash and one homeless person in the city of, in this little town of Jacksonville. None. Now, when you got out towards Medford, I said,
were you talking about Jacksonville, Oregon, or Jacksonville, North Carolina?
Jacksonville, Oregon. I was like, it's a two and a half hour drive. So once we got into like the city of Medford and drove through, then you could start to see more of the, you know, the people sleeping next to the buildings, but did not see it in the little city of Jacksonville, which is between, and I've never been, and I know a lot of people love that, especially they love their wineries, and that's where they do the Brit Festival. So we did some historical tours. We went on we went walking in the cemetery tour, which was so interesting because the theme would have been picnicking in cemeteries. And, so the people who preserved the cemetery in Jacksonville gave a talk on the different, how food was so important with different cultures, and how at one time before TV and internet and all of that, people would really cherish the gravesite of the deceased, and they would picnic with the deceased, and interesting about how, different, rituals that would happen when somebody passed away. And they talked about all the different, like Norwegians and Swedish and Irish, and how important it was to do these ceremonies before they went into the underworld. We know we experienced that recently with the Egyptian, going through the Egyptian, the Pharaoh, King Tut, exhibit over at Turtle Bay, and it was interesting to watch about how ceremonious or how ceremonial aspects of what it is when they're embalmed and what they do. And afterwards, we were so excited about Carl and I when we saw the King Tut exhibit. We went home and watched another documentary on that. But in this talk and walk through the cemetery, it was interesting about how bread and certain things, that the rituals that people would do. And it kind of sounds gross to us today, but this is what cultures did. One of them, which was, you know, putting the bread and the dough that would rise on the chest of a deceased person, and people would eat the bread in order to remove the sins before that person was lowered into the ground.
It would rise, and then they'd cook it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that was just one of the many things. So it was very interesting. And then we took a little trolley ride through the town, and one of which is when how Jacksonville was named, where there were two traders that were going through. Imagine no Jacksonville, and it's just open land. And there were two traders that had stopped there and camped for the night. Well, one of the mules that they had was lame. And so when they went to go pick up the foot of the mule, they found that there was gold dust in the underneath the hoof.
A gold nugget.
I didn't say that. I said there was gold. I'm not sure if it was a gold nugget or gold dust, but they discovered gold and therefore claimed that area.
It would make sense, though, if they had it was a gold nugget and the mule was limping.
Could have been.
It gotten stuck in its hoof. And then they checked it and found that it was a gold nugget.
So when they, the
that
guy,
must have been kind of a
it
surprise.
Was interesting. So they ended up, you know, they showed you the, we have some friends that have a place here in Reading that talked about where they live on their, 12 acres, or maybe it's 26 acres, that they look at the topical part of where they, live, and you could see the where it's hilly. That's where it's been mined, and that's the same kind of thing that they had in Jacksonville. Mining town, went through the bank, the people who, you know, the judge, the sheriff, and all that. It was really interesting, and I love it when we go to new places and we find out about, you know, how did this town come about. And, of course, the Brit Festival was – Jim Gaffigan was actually there. We didn't see him, but he would have been there. Sold out, by the way. Have not ever been to the Brit Festival, but would love to do that. And I guess evidently they've got a great lineup, and that will end the end of February. All right, so what do you have on, what's on the list today?
Well, today we have the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect.
Oh, cool.
And the RPD in here, and they're going to be discussing hate crimes.
Hmm.
If you remember, oh gosh, maybe a month ago, there was a number of flyers that were left on people's driveways or in their front yard and could be considered anti-Semitic. So the RPD is going to come in and talk about what a hate crime is, and we can talk about, you know, is there a number of hate crimes up here in Shasta County or in Redding, and that. And then after we come back from the break, I want to talk about some of the things going on, but mainly the smoke. First of all, talking about smoke and where it's coming from and how long it's going to be here. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. Now, one of the things when you were just talking about how you vacationed for a week up in beautiful Jacksonville, and how the temperature at night would get down into the 50s.
Yes.
And how you slept. But you didn't, you know.
No,
then you came home to your Sleep Number bed.
Absolutely. I was so looking forward to that. You know, when you travel and you're, but it was, you know, it was good, but boy, did I look forward to it. And last night, I set my Sleep Number setting to 45. I could not believe I slept through the entire night, and Carl said, "It's time to go to work." My body just went, anyway, so, for, you know, it's so important to be able to get those 7-8 hours of sleep if you can, because this is how you regenerate your body.
Well, my Sleep Number setting last night was 65, and I can't say enough about, the Sleep Number bed. We've talked about it for years now. I can just tell you it works. Being able to adjust it to your, the firmness you need. If you have a particularly, heavy day of physical activity, you may want to drop the setting. On the other hand, I have a friend that sleeps at it at 100 and finds it perfect for him. So why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. And right now, don't miss Sleep Number's weekend special. And ends today, where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing. That ends today, only at our Sleep Number store over in a Target Shopping Center. Great people over there. Go in, lay down on a bed. Go lay down on 6 or 7 beds till you find the one that's perfect for you. Now, that special financing is subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. We'll be right back. 7:17 in the morning and 70 degrees.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Ladies, prepare to excite your senses. The world-famous Hunks the Show Ladies Night Out is coming. Are you ready for this? Not one, but two nights. Friday, August 27th and Saturday, August 28th inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets only $15. Ladies, this will be a sellout event, so get your tickets today. For details, download the Wind River app. It's showtime at the river.
Don't miss the Intermountain Fair, September 1st through the 5th at the fairgrounds on A Street in MacArthur. It's Carnival Lights and Country Nights, featuring exhibits, booths, live music, food, and fun for the whole family. Exhibits open at 10 a.m. with a carnival opening at noon. Daily admission is $6 and pre-sale wristbands are $15. Kids 5 and under get in free. On opening day, Thursday, September 1st, admission is free. Friday the 2nd is Senior Day, where seniors 60 and older get in free, and you can enjoy the enduro racing starting at 7. On Saturday the 3rd, enjoy livestock shows and live music. Saturday night is the main event, featuring recording artist Cameron Marlowe live in concert at the Bob Thompson Arena. Sunday, September 4th is Kids Day. Children 12 and under get in free. And there will be a parade and live music along with the Destruction Derby starting at 7. On Labor Day, Monday, September 5th, admission is free. And we'll feature the Junior Livestock Buyer's Breakfast starting at 7 a.m., followed by the Junior Livestock Auction. The fair closes at 3. It's the Intermountain Fair, September 1st through the 5th on A Street in MacArthur.
Axiom Children's Theater invites you to journey under the sea with Ariel and her aquatic friends in Disney's The Little Mermaid Jr. Adapted from Disney's Broadway production and motion picture featuring the enormously popular Academy Award-winning music and lyrics. Don't miss The Little Mermaid Jr., July 28th through the 30th at Axiom Repertory Theater, 2613 Bocelli Lane in Reading. Get your tickets now at the box office or online at axreftheater.com.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM, right here in the same station, the same studio for the last going on 13 years. Woo. It's the longest I've ever been anywhere with anybody.
We put down roots.
By far. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you, one of the reasons we set down roots is because of healthcare. Here, in, you know, being able to have a doctor you can call and talk to and all that. And Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of those reasons. Healing starts here at Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, one of the top rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. So many things, so many reasons to appreciate Shasta Regional Medical Center. Okay. The smoke, which I think everybody has noticed, especially last night, it was, the haze was covering the city. It's coming from, of course, the Six Rivers Lightning Complex is burning west in the Willow Creek area, while in the north, the McKinney and Yeti blazes are still burning. The wind is blowing from the west and the north, so we're going to continue to have the smoke as long as that happens. Last night, I really, for the first time last night, as I, at least where we are downtown, it got heavy. It may have been in other spots. They're saying toward Whiskey Town that some of the areas out there are in the unhealthy categories as far as the smoke goes and the air quality. So if you have, and I remember saying this last year when we were having all the smoke, if you have a lung condition or things like this that, you know, inhibit your, you're already having a problem breathing, you might want to stay inside as much as possible. Or wear a mask. I'm not sure. I think a mask, the right mask, can help kind of screen out some of the smoke. It can't screen out COVID, but it can screen out smoke. Okay,
well,
a little bit of humor there.
Well, I don't know, the masking thing, I'm just so over it, you know, like.
Well, you know what's really weird about this is now they're saying that there shouldn't be restrictions. People, you know, because so many people have had COVID and all this, that the CDC has taken away that mask, you know.
And mandates
and all of this. And yet some schools in Philadelphia, one school is still making preschoolers mask up.
Mm-hmm.
And that tennis pro that's one of the world's best still can't come to the United States because he's unvaccinated. And when we're, you know, why? It doesn't make sense anymore. But then Mr. Biden wants people
to
do.
I just think it's interesting how it's kind of not, I don't want to It's run its course in the sense that the world has experienced it. We have different waves, just like we do the flu. And we're in, many of us are in a dilemma. Do we do the shots? Do we not do the shots? Are we doing the booster? Are we doing number four? Is it like the flu in the sense that this other wave, Canada, you know, I mean, we all have this influx of information. We know what it was like when it first came out. There was such a fear around the unknown that this could kill you. And we couldn't, you know, what it was, you couldn't go into the hospital, you couldn't visit people. And now many of us are running around and we don't know if we're on the plane with somebody with it, if we have it, if we're going to get it. There's all these unknowns. Even if you have the shots, you get it.
Oh, yeah, it seems like a lot of people are getting it.
So maybe it's a lesser evil or a lesser volume of what it is. Now, changing the subject, you know, you've told me this before, and I don't know, because redheads don't run in my family. Your father was a redhead. Your daughter's like a real redhead.
Yeah.
And who else is redhead in your family? Granddaughter's semi like an auburn.
Yeah. I can't think of anybody else in the family that has red hair. It comes from my dad's line.
Okay, so your dad's line. And so, you know, when they talk about, yeah, the red...
Skipped me, thank God.
The redheads definitely have a different chemical or chemistry than brunettes or blondes. And there's certain things that they are more susceptible to, such as... Well, you would say that with redheads that they...
Oh, being out in the sun.
Okay.
Something like that.
Okay, well, it's true.
They tend to have lighter skin.
Okay, well, British cinema chain offers redheads free tickets during the heat wave. According to this article, that's precisely what Showcase Cinemas in the United Kingdom thought when the theater chain offered redheads free admission to escape the current heat. The company publicized its unconventional promotion Friday on Instagram. Free tickets for redheads on the hottest days ever. Well, certainly cheeky and unorthodox, the promotion couldn't have come at a better time. Temperatures have soared to dangerous levels across Europe this week. Hundreds of people in France, Spain, Britain, and Portugal.
Does it say how hot it is?
Britain is 104 degrees.
Yeah.
Firefighters already responded to several fires across London Tuesday. You know, of course, this is News of the Weird, which I love to look at. So this is last week, but
okay,
still.
But also about redheads, that anesthesia works different on them?
Yes, that's one of the things. That's it.
Is that in there, too?
No.
Yeah, well, anesthesia works. It doesn't impact on redheads as much as other hair colors. So, there's a number of things about being a redhead. That besides, there's really not that many. There are areas in the world that have people with more red hair, Ireland, Scotland, knows. But it's interesting to read. They have a higher pain tolerance too. So.
Should be our warriors.
If you have some extra money during this horrible inflation, and even though the cost of gas is coming down, it is still, I think, probably almost double what it used to be. Texas is taking donations to bus illegal migrants to D.C. and New York City. So according to the website, Governor Abbott's border transportation funding has already raised $118,000 as of July 22nd, a big jump from the $64,000 it collected in April. This is which allows, this was a donation page calls out President Biden for ending Title 42, which allowed hundreds of thousands of illegal migrants to enter the U.S., bringing in drugs and sex traffickers who took Americans' jobs. I'm not sure bringing in drugs and sex traffickers, whoever wrote this, bringing in drugs and sex traffickers who took Americans' jobs. Did the people bringing in drugs and sex in their sex trafficker, those are the ones taking American jobs? Or is it just the hundreds of thousands of, the way this thing is written, they should go back. Somebody needs to proof these things. Anyway, so what they're doing is that, the apprehensions, that nearly 300 1,000 migrant apprehensions have occurred, and more than 326 million lethal doses of fentanyl have been seized at the door, at the border.
Well,
they're also asking people to fund Abbott's Texas border wall funding. So,
well, we know with your our son-in-law, you know, he can't talk about too many things, but that there have been several cases where he is from and what they're dealing with in his marshal, as U.S.
Yeah,
marshal,
when
huge fentanyl. Not just 5 pills, 20 pills, hundreds and thousands of fentanyl pills that are, they're busting on a regular basis. So it is, you know, we're reading about it, but it is definitely an influx. It's the new, you know, and so what did we see this morning? We were watching KRCR before we left, was some kind of seminar. I need to look this up, but it's because it was in passing, but they're doing like having a community, some kind of get together or forum or something about what is happening with fentanyl, how you can look for it, what you need to do, how, you know, because, you know, kids will experiment. I know that there's a great just say no to drugs, but kids, what, before their brains are developed, why their brains are developing, will just like, oh, I'll try that. Sure, why not? And the next thing you know, this pill that's supposed to be something else is laced with fentanyl, and we've heard about it, we've experienced, we've very much have even interviewed a mother whose 13-year-old son died from an overdose of fentanyl that was given by somebody here, then he thought it was something else. And his friends thought, you know, this was, we thought it was something else. So it's very rampant in what's coming across our borders and infiltrating our country.
Oh, it's a, you know, when they're seizing, you know, 750,000 pills. Yes. Okay. Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we've got, you know, somebody died last year that I didn't even know about. And, and that person is back in the news. Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by the Grady & Redding Chamber of Commerce. Become a member of the Grady & Redding Chamber of Commerce. It was founded in 1910. It's an association of businesses, and we're talking hundreds of businesses here in town. You know, there are more businesses in town than I had any idea of how many there are. And there's just thousands of, well, I don't know if thousands, but there's a great number of businesses here, and there's like 800 of them are in the Greater Redding Chamber of Commerce. So that tells you something. If you want to join, give them a call at 530-225-4433. We'll be right back. 7:32 in the morning, 70 degrees.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken soup, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet. Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? They have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale. And they are drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Gold Leaf Nursery and Landscaping since 1975. Open Wednesday through Saturday. Come in now to pick out your favorite color of crepe myrtle. Gold Leaf Nursery, located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their home.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, Linda Bott.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Monday morning edition.
Yeah.
And we were talking about people who do wonderful things. The Minuteman Press is somebody where a place of business where you can go get something printed like business cards or invitations. So don't go online when you can support local. Do yourself a favor and call Steve Clark over at Minuteman. Give them a call at 221-0400.
Okay. Russell Hunt. Russell Hunt has been a part of the political scene in Reading since I moved here. And it totally surprised me because I don't remember it that he died last year. And but he, I had, you know what, I'm sure it was announced, but was I gone? Or I don't know. I mean, how can you must have made more than just... You know, he is well known. He ran for every office that you can imagine. And he would do is he'd take his signs that he had made and then he would just put a piece of tape over whatever it was before and put the new one in there.
Yes, yes.
And we were there when he talked. He was running for Reading City Council and he came in. Everybody else, you know, it was on TV in the local county public access channel. Everybody else was dressed. And he had on a T-shirt and Robert Heinlein book and was reading it. And you asked him, are you here to support one of the candidates? And he goes, I am one of the candidates. I remember that. Now, Russell Hunt was one of those eccentric people that it would be easy just to say he's crazy. He is, you know, you shouldn't listen to him. But Russell Hunt actually had, if you listen to him enough and listen to some of the things he said, he had some good ideas. But then he, in 2012, he was convicted of stalking a woman and ended up spending a couple years in jail. He wrote to me from jail a couple times, and the letters were kind of like him. They didn't make much sense, and they covered so many things. And this lady, though, Cheryl Lemke of Hayward, has filed a civil lawsuit against his estate. He left without a will. And she said that Hunt's stalking and campaign of harassment and intimidation made her fear for her safety over several years. Her fear led her to take concealed weapons training, purchase pepper spray, stun guns, and a home alarm system, the lawsuit says. Eventually, she moved, according to the lawsuit. Well, frankly, having a concealed carry, or if you don't want to do that, having pepper spray or a stun gun and a home alarm system is really a good idea for most people, whether you're being stalked or not, you know, to be able to protect yourself out there, you know. If you're, the world is not like it was in the 50s, and you could leave your cars and everything unlocked, and then having a home alarm system. I just think those are good ideas for everybody. But I understand what she's saying, is that she didn't have it before. And what she's doing is she's naming the defendants, Shasta County Treasurer, Tax Collector, Public Administrator Lori Scott, who is a successor in interest and administrator of Hunt's estate. And she's being sued in her capacity of administrator and personal rep of Hunt's estate, as I said. It doesn't specify damages, but asks for general and special damages, cost of the lawsuit, and other relief deemed proper by the court. He died at the age of 61 on August 23rd. His brother renounced rights to administer Russell Hunt's estate in January, so Scott was appointed it as by the law. The claim was filed for $500,000 for Lemke being stalked, both before Hunt was arrested and after he got out of prison after being convicted of stalking. She also wants another $500,000, saying the Hunt's actions over many years had caused her severe emotional distress. And on July 1st, Lori Scott rejected the $1 million creditor's claim, mainly because there's only $185,000. The house that he had was appraised at $185,000. So, Russell Hunt's still in the news. How can you sue for $1 million knowing that that all he had was a house that was probably in somewhat of, you know, been a murder there?
Well, very easily, because what happens is,
I mean, is the county going to have to pay for this?
Well, if we had Gorman here, he would tell you that you always sue for with a larger amount, because then they'll maybe settle, and then by the time you pay attorney's fees and so on and so forth, you know, they may come away with exactly whatever the house is worth, or less.
It'll be less. I mean,
so,
if that's all the money you had.
I also want to talk about this. You know, we talked about...
Let's finish this just for a second. Here's my question. I guess we should call Lori Scott is, if she sues the county for this, is the county on the hook for any of this, or just whatever Hunt had? And I can't imagine a lawyer taking this, because he gets, what, half? What is it, personal injury or something like that? They get half, something like that, 30% of that. Unless they just want to have the house be given to her, just signed over to her. I don't know.
All right, I want to talk about this in China. People in many Chinese cities must present a green health QR code to ride public transport or enter venues, including shopping malls, gyms, and restaurants. The systems log their whereabouts and whether they have been in contact with a confirmed COVID-19 case. Now, again, you may just be, dun-dun-dun-dun, let me go look at that couch. Okay, so those whose health codes turn red face almost certain confinement to quarantine facilities. Well, very recently, panicked shoppers rushed for the exits at an IKEA branch in Shanghai after city health authorities ordered the store to lock down after a close contact of a COVID-19 case was traced to one location. Multiple videos on social media showed customers yelling and pushing each other in an attempt to escape the building before the doors closed. Does this sound like a crazy, you're out shopping at IKEA and all of a sudden, wah, 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 lockdown, And I'm literally, it shows the video of people, panic shoppers, to get out of the door before this lockdown happens, because a person walked in there and some kind of computer chip, something, shows that somebody has gone red. Is that scary?
Of course it's scary. Is it any scarier than some of the things we're seeing around here?
Last week, more than 80,000 tourists were stranded in the popular resort island of Hainan after the authorities announced lockdown measures to stem an outbreak of the virus. So, it's very evident what is happening in, you know.
What do you think the...
How certain countries are handling it.
Well, but we talk about how they stomped all over people's rights here in this country, and, you know, a lot of people believe that I never, you know, being forced to take a vaccine is wrong. It's wrong. But when you live in a communist, one party rule, that they have this, they control all of the, they control the army, the guns, the press, radio, TV, and control everything. They can do things like this. And people don't have a say. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And this is, you have a say about your future.
Yes.
And your life. And Maxwell Insurance and Financial is one of those great businesses you got to take a look at. Two separate divisions, financial management and insurance. And Judy Maxwell has, when she started this company in 1993, she's been helping veterans, seniors, business owners, and families since then. If you're looking for a second opinion on a retirement plan or your health care or insurance needs, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
Axiom Children's Theater invites you to journey under the sea with Ariel and her aquatic friends in Disney's The Little Mermaid Jr. Adapted from Disney's Broadway production and motion picture featuring the enormously popular Academy Award-winning music and lyrics. Don't miss The Little Mermaid Jr. July 28th through the 30th at Axiom Repertory Theater, 2613 Bocelli Lane in Reading. Get your tickets now at the box office or online at axreftheater.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by
Four Winds Jewelry. In fact, I'm going over there today. I have a ring that I want to have them make sure that the stones are in place, nothing's loose, and have them professionally clean it. So if you have any kind of those jewelry needs or questions, head over to Four Winds Jewelry. They are located on Hilltop Drive in Reading. That's 2225, just almost across from C.R. Gibbs. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with a watch repair man. So I'm also going to see about changing my battery in my watch and making sure that that's running on time and all that good stuff as well.
Okay, so drought's a big problem in California. Well, not just in California, but across the West. And then we have wildfires, and we have earthquakes. Are you ready for the next
one? All right.
Okay, a new study warns another crisis is coming. Mega floods. Talking how we're in due, like about every 100 years, we're due for a huge rain. Up to more than 100 inches in an extreme month-long storm could bring feet of rain in some places, more than 100 inches, to hundreds of miles of California. Similarly, unrelenting storms have happened in the past before the region became home to tens of millions of people. Now, each degree of global warming is dramatically increasing the odds and size of the next mega flood. When floods hit in a warmer planet, the storm sequence is bigger in almost every respect. That's more rain overall, more intense rainfall on an hourly basis. Well, we know what that is. But here, we're being warned that we could have mega floods now. It's happened before.
Kentucky has experienced, I've been reading articles about people who, when they bought, they had a little stream behind their house, which happened to me in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. I was flooded during that, I'm not sure what year, that was 94, when Yuba City was underwater, and I lived close to Fulton Avenue and, Fulton and Marconi. And there was just a little tiny creek behind my house. And with those floods, that creek became so large it actually filled up my pool, went in my backyard, and through my house. So thank God I'm not sure if we had flood insurance. But I do know.
But you know what now?
Yeah.
We still don't have it.
Well, yeah.
We're on a hill. We're on top of a hill. If it got to us, I mean, if a pipe breaks, we've got all the type of insurance. But if the Sacramento gets to where we are, that would mean that most of Redding is underwater. And we could be taking boats from our place over to Ted and Lisa's.
Well?
We just boat on over.
You never know.
Never know. Hey, Adam Schiff. even when I look at him and I say his name, I just have to smile. He's head of the Senate or the House Intel Committee. You know, when I was getting Odina out the other day.
Mm-hmm. Odina, our horse.
Yeah, I stepped in a pile of horse shit. you know what? How would you like to have a name like that? I mean, it's just, especially when you antagonize people. Okay. That's childish.
No, it is.
Okay. But when they asked him on Face the Nation, why did it take 18 months for the FBI to go after, you know, to go to President Trump's house? His answer was, I don't know. And he said, however, if you had classified documents, they should have, you know, should be taken. But why would you wait 18 months, you know, and then you've got a single source reporting there were nuclear secrets in it. Again, where papers and TV, the accredited, you know, news organizations, they would never take single source. They always had to have a backup. Well, a source said, well, there was nuclear secrets in it. Well, nobody knows that. It could have been a recipe handed to him by Putin for borscht, for as far as we know. We don't know. But the thing about it is, what if it was that dangerous, why didn't they go sooner? And they were there in June, and they said, okay, you got to lock these up, put a double lock on them, or whatever it is. What are the chances of people getting into Mar-a-Lago, getting down to that area, and getting into that? I would say they're not good. Is it impossible? Of course not. You know, you got master thieves that can do anything. As opposed, and this is a little kid's argument, Hillary Clinton, who had hundreds of thousands of emails and documents and everything on a private server, yet there was no raid on her place. And when they did ask for it, it gave them enough time to bleach and hammer them apart with using a sledgehammer to destroy, you know, C drives, and yet nothing. And people are now calling on certain sides, are calling for the blood of Donald Trump. How ridiculous. But Salman Rushdie, speaking of blood.
Oh, yes.
The author who was speaking at Chautauqua, New York. Some guy rushes the stage and stabs him like 10 times. He may have lost his eye. He was stabbed numerous times, like I said, 11 times before bystanders in the audience could take the guy down, and the police were there got up and jumped on him. And they've arrested this guy. Now, he is still the subject of a fatwa from Iran calling for his death with a $3 million price tag on his head, even though they haven't talked about it in, you know, a decade or so. But it's still there. Anyway, it looks like he's going to survive. His wife said he was in good spirits and talking to people, but still attacked like that. And we're still doing business with Iran. Like, oh, okay, well, that was, you know, yeah, you've got a reward on somebody's head, you know, blah, blah, blah. But this is right after they just arrested somebody from Iran, from the security forces. I was working with security forces, putting a hit out on John Bolton.
Oh, boy.
Former U.N. Ambassador. He's been a security advisor. And they're saying Pompeo may be in that group, too, that they were going after. So, I mean, this is a country we're doing business with. And do you kind of, like, compartmentalize stuff? Oh, that's just that group over there. We can still trust them to not build nukes. So
I'm just reading about the Rushdie. I mean, you're handing it over to me.
Oh, no, I just didn't know if you – I just wanted to make sure.
Well,
you
some
had.
Audience members joke nervously about not wanting to be in the front row, but there was very little security at a location where the families don't even lock their doors at night. According to one of these AP, he happened to be in the audience when this happened. Rushdie was seated. I was being introduced when his attacker climbed on stage and began assaulting him. From his vantage point, Goodman, who is the AP correspondent, and said he wasn't sure if Rushdie was being punched or stabbed until he could see what appeared to be blood There was a moment of shock. Everyone in the audience was sitting in disbelief. When an officer with a police dog and others rushed toward the stage, Goodman realized what was happening and switched into reporter mode. He quickly sent an email to several of his editors at AP about what was happening and headed toward the stage himself. Goodman lingered to take pictures and interview witnesses, despite the Institute staff saying he and all the audience members had to leave, he said. Goodman had covered protests before while stationed in Latin America, so scenes of violence were not foreign to him, but never in such a bucolic setting. The AP sent an alert to its members about the news at 11:06 from Eastern, followed by the story about 6 minutes later. It was only after an hour of work that Goodman had the chance to reflect on what he said was one of the worst things he'd ever seen. It was so callous and deliberate.
Yeah. We'll find out more as time goes by. Hey, we're going to break for the news. When we come back, Shasta County citizens advocating respect and the Redding Police Department will join us.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Department of Homeland Security warning of an increase in threats to federal law enforcement personnel and other government officials. Meanwhile, some of the boxes of paperwork seized from Mr. Trump's home may be subject to attorney-client privilege and potentially executive privilege.
Agencies classified records from Mr. Trump's Palm Beach home during its unprecedented Monday morning raid last week, including some marked as top secret. But the former president's disputing the classification, saying the records have been declassified. The raid is being criticized by Republicans and even a few Democrats as an overreach by the Biden administration's Justice Department. Ron DeRockster reporting.
House Republicans issue a scathing account of President Biden's abrupt withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan 1 year ago.
In a 100-page report regarding President Biden's April 2021 speech on the event, GOP members pointed out five claims that show the president knew very little about what he was doing that led to the overall disaster. The Washington Examiner details all of the claims Mr. Biden made, contradicting what actually happened, according to the report. Republicans called out the Biden administration for the lack of preparation and for not honoring commitments. This comes as retired Army General Jack Keane said that the U.S.'s return to conditions as they were in 2021, 1 year after the country's botched withdrawal. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Will President Biden run for re-election in 2024? Veteran New York Democrat Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney tells the New York Times that he will not, nor should he, says Maloney. On Wall Street, stocks are in the red this hour. Right now, the Dow down 49 points, while the NASDAQ Composite Index is off 44, and the S&P 500 Index trading 15 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-909-4747. 800-909-4747. 800-909-4747.
Russia's leader and North Korea's dictator have apparently become pen pals.
Vladimir Putin reportedly said closer ties between Russia and North Korea would help strengthen the security and stability of the Korean Peninsula and wider region. Kim Jong-un is said to have told Mr. Putin that their cooperation would continue to grow. Analysts say the two countries have become closer since the start of the Ukraine war. A Russian military expert told State TV last week that Pyongyang was ready to send 100,000 troops to Ukraine to help Russia. North Korea has also recognized two Russian-backed breakaway regions in eastern Ukraine as independent states, causing Kyiv to sever ties with Pyongyang.
That's the BBC's Aina Aslam. The Polish president and other officials marking their nation's Armed Forces Day holiday today, alongside the U.S. Army commander in Europe, as well as regular American troops. News and analysis, townhall.com.
They say you can't take it with you, and sure enough, this wealthy Indian businessman did not.
Veteran stock market investor and billionaire Rakesh Jhunjhunwala has died at the age of 62. He was known as the Warren Buffett of India because of his savvy business dealings and uncanny ability to pick the winners. Jhunjhunwala's estimated net worth, $5.8 billion. He had reportedly been suffering from various health issues. Jason Walker reporting.
Lawyers for American basketball star Brittany Griner are appealing her 9-year Russian prison sentence for drug possession. Her lawyers say the sentence is excessive and that in similar cases, defendants have received an average sentence of about 5 years, with about a third of them granted parole. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. Liam's at the helm. Good morning, buddy. He's not there. He's trying to turn on things. Today, the 15th of August, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And Linda, what's the weather look
like? Well, good morning, everybody. Looks like it's going to be a hot day with 107. We are under excessive heat watch. Overnight lows of 73. Tomorrow calls for 109. Overnight lows of 75. Wednesday hot once again with 109. Thursday 107. And Friday 109. Once again, we are looking for areas of smoke with 8 or around 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., but mostly clear with a low of around 73. Again, excessive heat watch this week, so be careful with your animals and so on and so forth. You know, your plants, people in cars, please, please be aware. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated with senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. He's still crawling underneath the, can say hello to me, Susan.
Hello there.
Okay, maybe that's it. We're looking for that particular.
We're looking to get that mic turned back.
Well, anyway, let's go.
He's working on it right now. Okay, good morning, everybody. Today we have Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. And with us is Susan Wilson, who says hello. Marilyn Troggett.
And I say hello, too.
Good morning, Marilyn.
Sergeant Josiah Farring from the Reading Police Department. So, good morning.
Good morning. I'm actually just a humble police corporal.
Oh, corporal. Did I say sergeant? It's early. Don't worry. You're early
well,
in your career.
Right.
You're still,
that's great.
You're still young. Okay? You'll get there. Now, at this point, Liam is crawling underneath the table. I hope people are watching this on the video.
Well, welcome, everybody, and we're going to, the topic today, from my understanding, is about hate crimes. Is that where we're headed today? And, Susan, while we're doing that microphone.
I'm going to cheat and come over to another microphone for just a minute.
Okay, we're going to run you over to a third microphone while we share this one. Okay.
So I wanted to talk just a little bit this morning about the recent incident in Shasta County where some flyers were left at different houses.
Mm-hmm.
And they were anti-Semitic flyers. And the question is always, how do you respond to something like this? What do you do with that response? How do you not overreact? But how do you not underreact? You know, how do you keep the balance in this kind of thing? So I invited Josiah Farron, who investigated that for the police department, and Marilyn Troggett, who's a member of the Jewish community here in Shasta County, to just talk a little bit about all the different aspects of this. And I'd really like to start with Josiah, if that's okay.
Well, why don't we start, first of all, and what were these flyers? What did they say? Josiah?
So multiple citizens in East Reading neighborhoods called in to complain on July 25th about sandwich bags that had a little bit of sand and then a folded up like quarter sheet piece of paper. And it was a message about media companies being owned primarily by Jewish people in the United States. And it had, you know, some symbols on it, like pentagrams and stars of David, and listed a bunch of CEOs' names and different corporations. And the big thing was it gave a reference to a website for this group that produces this literature. And most of the people that called in, well, all of the people that called in were offended. However, none of them reported that they felt they had been victimized by the activity.
Yeah, it wasn't directed at them specifically.
Correct.
And there lies in the hate crime type thing?
Yeah, so the state of California has a lot of different laws, both criminal law and civil law, in the books about hate crimes. And they require law enforcement agencies to investigate all potential hate crimes. So we have very strict policies at Reading PD. So anything that is any type of hate speech is something that we will look at as a department every single time, and that information actually goes directly to the chief of police every time. So as soon as people started calling in and advising us of the content of the material, we were obligated to look into it. But it wasn't criminal in nature because no one was actually targeted or victimized or harmed.
Did anybody, when you looked at this, was it, are the, you know, I don't want this to sound wrong, but are the news agencies and the things that said, was that true?
It's not verifiable.
Okay.
I mean, some people have names, last names, that you could say look Jewish, sound Jewish, if they have certain endings, Stein, Steen, Berg, those kind of names.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not necessarily meaning that the person is. They could have had the name just passed down in the family. But some of the names on the list were not Jewish-sounding names, but they could have married into a Jewish family. So
right.
It's just
so what they were saying was all of these media companies were controlled by
Jewish people.
Jewish people.
And they never said, you know, so the problem is what?
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. But then they linked them though to, from what I understand when I read it, was they linked them to a site. That
was my interpretation, is that it was kind of like physical clickbait. You know, it was intended to just entice enough curiosity to get people to go to their website. And the website had vastly different material on there that was full-fledged hate speech.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my perception was, you know, that a lot of it was very neo-Nazi type stuff, you know, with guys doing, you know, Heil Hitler type signs. And they're essentially videos that were banned from YouTube, so they have them hosted on their own website.
So they put that on there, so if they looked at that just to see what it is, then they go to a very much open hate crime site. And, all right. Now, did they come from here?
So that's the question that I don't have an answer to at this time. The literature itself can be downloaded from this website, and anybody could print it and then distribute it.
Mm-hmm.
I did speak with a representative from the Anti-Defamation League who caught wind of what was going on, and they passed on, you know, some information and let me know that this activity has been happening in the North State from basically San Francisco north periodically for months, and they had a rash of it earlier this year around March. And
so it could be somebody that just is traveling and just stopping through and dropping this off at different locations then,
potentially,
as opposed to somebody that lives here.
Correct.
Okay.
And the Anti-Defamation League is a national organization that fights, well, it's against defamation, and it fights these kind of things, either bringing to light what's going on and trying to counter it with factual information, you know, debunking myths and all of that. And there's a lot of myths to be debunked on the subject.
Well, we were watching an interesting documentary last night on the early stages of America during Prohibition and so on and so forth regarding how there was a group of people who were trying to do away with the breweries. Anybody who was German, they call them the Huns. And so we had these different various groups that have been
targeted. They were anti-immigration groups.
Yeah, anything that was immigrant that came across was not American in this particular group. And so it's interesting how these cultish kind of groups began and how you were brought something to the table this morning regarding Zionism, or what would you call that?
Well, why don't we get to that right after the break? Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. If you have a chip on your windshield and you think, it's just one of those road chips, you may find that it goes all the way through your glass like yours did.
Absolutely. I had just a surface, but didn't know. I brought it into Jeff at Crackmaster, and he said, no, that is something that can fracture your windshield. So I went in, and 45 minutes later, it was fixed. I can't even see it.
And Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster has been doing this for a long time. If you're looking to make sure your windshield doesn't get destroyed, go down and let Jeff take a look at it. He offers a free inspection and analysis down at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. This is a better-known business. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And we'll be right back with, do we have a hate problem in Reading?
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life.
Don't miss the Intermountain Fair, September 1st through the 5th at the fairgrounds on A Street in MacArthur. It's Carnival Lights and Country Nights, featuring exhibits, booths, live music, food, and fun for the whole family. Exhibits open at 10 a.m. with the carnival opening at noon. Daily admission is $6 and pre-sale wristbands are $15. Kids 5 and under get in free. On opening day, Thursday, September 1st, admission is free. Friday the 2nd is senior day, where seniors 60 and older get in free. And you can enjoy the enduro racing starting at 7. On Saturday the 3rd, enjoy livestock shows and live music. Saturday night is the main event, featuring recording artist Cameron Marlowe, live in concert at the Bob Thompson Arena. Sunday, September 4th is Kids Day. Children 12 and under get in free. And there will be a parade and live music along with the Destruction Derby starting at 7. On Labor Day, Monday, September 5th, admission is free. And we'll feature the Junior Livestock Buyer's Breakfast starting at 7 a.m., followed by the Junior Livestock Auction. The fair closes at 3. It's the Intermountain Fair, September 1st through the 5th on A Street in MacArthur.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Goldleaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? They have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale. And they are drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Goldleaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Goldleaf Nursery and Landscaping since 1975. Open Wednesday through Saturday. Come in now to pick out your favorite color of crepe myrtles. Goldleaf Nursery, located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filotto, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
And good morning and welcome to our Monday morning edition here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott with our Free Fire edition. This morning we have Susan with us. We are talking with the citizens, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect with Marilyn Troggett and from the police department, Josiah Farron. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. We love the fact that they are local, and we do support local with several locations now in the North State. They are a community-oriented, dedicated team of professional committed to providing the highest level of professional service. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. We are talking about some hate crimes that possibly happened here recently in the North State. And Marilyn, you had brought with you about, and these are this particular hate crime, if we're calling it a crime.
It wasn't a hate crime. It was never designated
okay,
as
so
a hate crime.
Okay, so what would you call
it
then?
Is that right, Corporal?
A threat?
It's a hate incident. So,
okay.
Anybody that's curious, if you go to the California Attorney General website, there's actually a very good breakdown of the difference between a hate incident and a hate crime. The motivation is the same. It's just whether or not someone is actually victimized by the behavior or it's just First Amendment protected speech. And that can be a very thin line at times.
Okay. Okay.
That's why you can see all types of flyers and everything from all different groups, as long as it's not targeting a person.
Correct.
You're pretty much, it's not a hate crime. It's just a hate incident.
You do have to have a victim or, you know, a church could be a victim or an organization could be the victim of a hate crime. But generally, it's an individual person majority of the time.
And before we get to, I just see horrible things written online about Bethel Church. I mean, just horrible things. Could that be considered hate incidents?
Certainly.
If they report it and say, hey, they're saying these horrible things about our church, and they, you know, and it hears the person's name, could they report that as a hate incident?
They probably could.
And then what happens?
So any reported hate incident we investigate, we do a full criminal report, even if it doesn't end up being a crime, which essentially means it's internal information. The State Attorney General's office has access to that information. They track all hate incidents and hate crimes, but it's not going to get forwarded to the District Attorney's office for prosecution. It'll be distributed internally. The chief will usually be very aware of what's going on and look at it, and we just monitor and see what's going on in our community, and those statistics can then be compiled by the Attorney General.
I was just wondering because I've seen that before, and it's Bethel's not the only one, of course.
Well, I have a question about that because is it one thing to say bad things about something that someone has done versus making things up that are not true and attributing that to some group, fraudulently attributing that to some group? How is that different? Like, I don't like that you're wearing a blue shirt today versus I don't like that you're wearing a red shirt and you're not wearing a red shirt.
Right. So untrue statements are not necessarily going to be something that a police department deals with as a crime. You know, we're looking at threats against people's person and their property. And if it's just, you know, defamation, then that falls into civil law. And there are layers of civil law that protect people in the hate crime realm as well. There's the Ralph Act and the Bain Act and, you know, if someone were successful with a civil litigation in those, they could get like a $25,000 penalty assessed on the person that defamed them. But that's not really a police department issue.
Right, that's a civil thing.
Correct.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
I've been just wondering about that because the difference between a hate incident and a hate crime.
Well, it's like slander and libel. You can slander somebody, but you can't. There's nothing that can be done about it unless you have damages as a result of the
verbal slander or written libel.
Yeah. Ask Amber Heard.
Can we talk about a little bit one more time for those people who are driving this morning or in and out of their car or listening in intervals? Could you please share with us why we're here today in this particular incident, Marilyn?
Well, it is a disturbing incident. As Corporal Farron said, there were no actual victims, but it is disturbing when people stir up hateful information, especially when it is not based on reality. There is an old document from the 1890s called The Protocols of the Elders of Zion. It was proved to be a fraud, but it was written by a Russian who was looking for a scapegoat to calm down the unrest against the Tsar. And at that point, Jews came in as a handy scapegoat because there was already anti-Semitism widespread in Russia. There were conspiracy theories flourishing at that time. So he just made the Jews a scapegoat. Well, the thing is, that stuff stuck. And it fueled Nazism. It fueled things going on, you know, ever since the 1890s in terms of looking for a scapegoat. And, of course, Hamas in Palestine has referenced these protocols. I mean, they were totally made up and proved to be totally made up. So how do you fight that without, other than with educating people that this is just totally, totally fraudulent information that has just taken a life of its own?
Well, most hate can be fought with education.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you look at our past history. Mm-hmm. And what we do is we put today's moral virtues on something mm-hmm. that happened 150 years ago.
Yeah.
The way we treated people, Native Americans, blacks, unlike what you're just talking about, which was a totally fabricated doctrine that the Russians are embraced mm-hmm. because this explained why they were having problems and then Hitler and the Nazis into the 30s starting this. My main concern is our community, of course. We all are concerned there. And that's why we asked about how many hate crimes are reported to the Reading Police Department. And I might have asked you this off the air, but how many?
Yeah, I didn't come prepared with a figure for it's intermittent. So, you know, like a theft from a vehicle, we take 10 of those a day, you know, conservatively. Hate crimes, you know, we take one or two a month.
Okay.
But it doesn't mean that they're all getting reported to us.
Of course not.
And I think that's really important because that the Chester County Citizens Advocating Respect, we get reports of a lot of incidents that might be called hate crimes. You know, there are different ways to manage things, and mostly what you want to do is protect the people that are involved and make sure that they know their rights, that they're educated about their rights, that they know who to go to if they need help. You know, we have referred people to the police department, but we also do a lot of referrals to other folks. Right now we're involved with one involving the Bureau of Reclamation, for example. Who knew, you know, that you might do something like that? So I think it's really important that we keep the balance, you know, and yet know what's going on in our community. And I think that Josiah made, I should call you Corporal Farron, I guess, but...
Not necessary.
Okay. I think Josiah made a really important point when he was talking about... We actually think that the flyer that was distributed in Reading, in small parts of Reading, thousands of them, I suppose, but not everybody got one.
There were thousands of them? I got the impression there were like dozens.
I believe it was a couple hundred pamphlets.
Okay,
couple
in between. Well, I don't know, you know.
That's why we're asking.
Yeah. Now you've got me so distracted that I can hardly think.
Well, that's my job. No, I confront things that don't sound right to me, like thousands, and I didn't get that impression. I got impressions it was a couple of neighborhoods
But it's still too many. What my point was going to be that they were trying to drive people to their website.
you know, the piece of paper that was distributed wasn't the really major problem, but the website is a problem if you visit the website.
Okay.
Well, of course it is. And unfortunately, with the advent of social media, it is so much easier to propagate hatred, misinformation, absolutely falsehoods out there.
Well, one good thing is it didn't work.
No, of course not.
We got a statement from Temple Beth Israel, and yes, yeah. I'm Jewish, but I'm not a member of the synagogue. I'm more culturally than religiously. But Hitler didn't say, oh, you don't go to temple, you can live. I would have been, you know, wiped out with everybody else. So, but I have friends who are members of the temple, and they issued a statement, and the essence of the statement was, we realized this did not represent the Christian community, that they have had nothing but support from all over the place, Christians, Muslims, Buddhists, Hindu, I mean, everybody. The Sikh community is also very socially active in Redding, in the Shasta County area. And they had total strangers express disgust with this, express support, said, we stand shoulder to shoulder with you. This is not representative of the Christian community. So, you know, you can find a bad apple anywhere, but you have to realize that's the one apple. It doesn't represent the community. And so there's a thing in here called Shasta Interfaith, and there are 23 different church groups, including the Jewish synagogue and the Muslims and the Sikhs and Buddhists and various denominations of Christianity, that practice mutual support. Everybody stands with everyone else, because at one time or another, everybody's going to get targeted with something. And there needs to be that mutual support and recognition that there's room for all of us. Nobody's trying to do something to someone else or against someone else, hopefully. I mean, but the purpose of the interfaith group is to promote that unity, to promote that cooperation and that brotherhood and sisterhood. So there was really not a feeling of threat. It was disturbing, but I would say the Jewish community didn't necessarily feel threatened by this, because there was so much support and acknowledgement that these people do not represent.
That's the one thing I saw was a community outrage that this had happened. We were outraged by it, as were, you know, there's not room here for hate, and there's not room here to denigrate other people. That's one of the reasons we love this community, and sometimes we forget that because we get angry at political stances and all that. But if you look at it, people here, there's no room here. And people, it doesn't surprise me a bit that people stood up for them.
And we don't even know that someone in this community did that.
That's
right?
The other thing.
I think that's really important that we keep that in mind.
Yeah, somebody could have been driving through.
It could have been a drive-through.
Okay, yeah. We're going to we're going to pour the North State. We're going to hit some towns and throw stuff out. Good event.
Let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite, who is Redding's Dish premier local retailer, providing our area with the best value, service, and technology in TV for, yes, over 30 years. Call Doug Tulin at 530-241-3474. Do not call the 800 number. He's got all types of great deals. Too many of them for me to even start to list here on the radio. But give Doug a call, local guy, 530-241-3474 today. It's a veteran-owned business. B&T Satellite. We'll be right back. Looking out a dirty old window, down below the cars in the city go rushing by. I sit here alone and I wonder why.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300 a reputation for excellence since 1965.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
BNT Satellite has you covered with a 2-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 800 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit BNT Satellite, your local premier Dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary. 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device.
Don't miss the Intermountain Fair, September 1st through the 5th at the fairgrounds on A Street in MacArthur. It's Carnival Lights and Country Nights, featuring exhibits, booths, live music, food, and fun for the whole family. Exhibits open at 10 a.m. with a carnival opening at noon. Daily admission is $6 and pre-sale wristbands are $15. Kids 5 and under get in free. On opening day, Thursday, September 1st, admission is free. Friday the 2nd is Senior Day, where seniors 60 and older get in free, and you can enjoy the Enduro Racing starting at 7. On Saturday the 3rd, enjoy livestock shows and live music. Saturday night is the main event, featuring recording artist Cameron Marlowe, live in concert at the Bob Thompson Arena. Sunday, September 4th is Kids Day. Children 12 and under get in free, and there will be a parade and live music along with the Destruction Derby starting at 7. On Labor Day, Monday, September 5th, admission is free, and we'll feature the Junior Livestock Buyer's Breakfast starting at 7 a.m., followed by the Junior Livestock Auction. The fair closes at 3. It's the Intermountain Fair, September 1st through the 5th on A Street in MacArthur.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're on 7 to 9 AM Monday through Friday, starting our 13th year here pretty soon. That was our 5-year plan.
A 5-year plan.
We had a 5-year plan, then it went to a 10-year plan. And now, I don't know, is it a 15-year plan?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. On some Thursdays, you could walk in here and, with a pocket full of change and catch me like about 5 o'clock and just say, hey, I've got a pocket full of change here. And I went, oh, yeah? Other times, it would take more. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, where the only place I've gotten my hair cut in 15 years, is there. Why? Because they give great haircuts. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They've been loyal to us, and I've been loyal to them. They work by appointments only. 530-244-9478. Man's Last Stronghold. Located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center across the, off of Athens, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. Great little place to eat also. Okay, we are here with Susan Wilson. Marilyn Trogata?
Trogut.
Trogut?
Yes.
Josiah Farron.
Yes, Farron's, we've got the names correct.
Farron, got it. And he was a corporal in the Reading Police Department who handles the, is that kind of like one of your additional duties is hate crime incidents and, or,
what? You know, any officer could handle a hate crime incident, but oftentimes it will fall to a supervisor just because it's a little bit more of a delicate issue and it's something that's relayed directly to the chief of police's office as soon as we get the report. So,
We're discussing that incident, when was it? Last month? Couple months ago now?
July.
A month July ago. 25th.
Okay, mm-hmm. July 25th. Really? Gosh, seems longer. Where some individual dropped off a couple hundred plastic bags on people's yards, and inside were was a You could describe it as a anti-Semitic comments with a link to a hate, to a real hate crime organization, one that really hates Jews, the Jewish people, the Jewish nation, everything. Because it wasn't directed at an individual, like the it was not considered a hate crime, but a hate incident. And I didn't realize that there were the differences between them till today. So if it's a hate incident, if somebody puts out flyers attacking a group, but if they're attacking an individual, then it becomes a crime.
And I think it's really important that we, you know, keep the balance of First Amendment rights and nastiness.
I think that must be. Because if somebody, from what I am understanding, if somebody complains to you, Corporal, that you're using the wrong pronouns concerning me, is that a hate crime? All right.
Well, hate crimes are specific intent crimes, so I think if you did that accidentally and then you corrected your mistake, then, you know, that would just be normal human interaction and you're learning from each other. However, if you persisted in using the wrong pronouns, absolutely that could be considered a hate incident.
Well, let's go back, Marilyn, to the bottom line that we had here is the anti-Semitism that it seems, you know, I see a lot of that in the country. It seems like things are said or done in areas that are very surprising.
Yeah.
Could you elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah, but you don't have enough time for me to elaborate. Sure. Everything I'd elaborate. But
I've got 5 minutes. Five minutes is a lot of elaboration.
Okay. Like any other group that's been scapegoated, Jews have been scapegoated since the beginning of time. Any civil unrest, you can point to Jews, or you can point to blacks, or you can point to Asians, or you can point to Muslims, and you can go on a list and list and list. I mean, who committed almost all of the mass shootings? White Christian men. So does that represent white Christian men? Of course not. Okay? So anybody can get targeted. But when you have an easy target, because it's a small group, like Jews are only about 3% of the world's population, what do they think is our hidden agenda? You know, really, I have 3 pages of single-spaced contributions of Jewish people to modern culture in every field, including medicine, the arts, sciences. They invented things like the ballpoint pen, the flash drive, calculators, color film and photography. I mean, it could go on and on and on, things that everybody uses all the time. And so what is the agenda there? What are we trying to control? I don't think so. There's no issue of Jews trying to control or anything. On the flip side of that is I have been on the receiving end of trying to control what I believe. Okay, and I don't know if you want me to get into that, but if I do very briefly, I can say, I work in Africa. I live in Africa half the time, except for since COVID. I haven't been there as much, but I've worked for evangelical organizations because of the service, not because they're evangelical organizations. I worked for Mercy here, a Catholic organization, for 29 years. I don't have an issue with any of that because of the work is the focus. But there were efforts to convert me for years, and I would say, look, I'm not lost. You know me. You know the work I do. You love me. You respect what I'm doing. But you don't need to pray for me to change my belief system. We're going the same place. We're just on different highways.
Right.
All right. So I said, what if the real reason that I come to Africa secretly is because I want to convert all of you to becoming Jewish? And what Linda just did, she chuckled, that is 100% the reaction I get everywhere. It sounds absurd. And I said, well, you're laughing, but why is it funny when I say it?
Right.
But when I'm on the receiving end, you feel like you have a mandate to make disciples of all nations, and that's okay. Okay, I'm not here to convert anybody, but when you think of me doing that, it's absurd, but you do that to me, and you feel okay about it. You feel good about it.
Mm-hmm.
So you really have to look at the perspective of, you know, to what end is it going to get to target Jews, for example, and again, fill in the blank, target anybody.
Right.
To what end? Is it going to change the world for the better if you eliminate a certain group of people? Will we have a better world if we don't have white Christian men because they're the ones doing mass shootings?
Well, wait a minute.
I mean, it's crazy.
That's the second time you said that.
Because I'm using it as an absurd example.
Your first time you said most of the mass shootings are by white Christian males.
Yeah.
If you said white males, I totally agree with it. But you don't know if they're white Christian males.
Well, a lot of them claim to be. But that it perverts Christianity. I mean,
it does
not represent. But I'm just saying this is the stereotype.
Okay.
It's the stereotype. I know what you're saying. Carl, you try to get me to argue with you all the time, and I don't. This is the funniest thing. I still tell people this story. The last time I was on here, we were talking about something having to do with guns, I think it was. And we agreed on something. We agree pretty much on everything because we're both decent human beings. But anyway, there was a pause, and then you announced on the air. Now, that silence was Marilyn falling off her chair because we agreed. I just still tell people that. It just cracks me up. So, because we've gotten to know each other as human beings, that regardless of maybe a difference in philosophy about something or other, we agree on humanity and the decency of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this is all about. That's what we're trying to promote with Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. That's what we're trying to promote with getting our law enforcement people on board with us as representatives so we don't have polarizations for the blue, against the blue. I mean, it's people. You live in this community. You're a husband, a father, you're a citizen of the community. And so you have the same vested interests as all the rest of us at this table and in the listenership have. So that's what we're trying to build.
Yeah, okay. Let's take a quick break here before we go into our last segment. This portion of the show brought to you by Alaska Airlines.
That's right. You can fly daily nonstop from Redding to Seattle with Alaska Airlines. And with a one-stop, get anywhere in the world. Enjoy a cool weekend in the Pacific Northwest or fly to Seattle to take that Alaskan cruise. Book now at AlaskaAirlines.com, Redding. We'll be right back.
The bases are loaded, and the 21 pit is heating up inside Wind River Resort and Casino with the Table Games Giants Giveaway. Check into your favorite table game with your River Club card for a chance to win San Francisco Giants swag and a pair of home game Giants tickets. Hot seats every Friday through September from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Hot seat winners every 15 minutes. Get all the details at windriver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Find the decor that you might be looking for at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, which features antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture. Tables, chairs, dressers, mirrors, prints, paintings, photographs, framed canvases, sculptures, unique glassware, including vases, punch bowls, and vintage tumblers, goblets, teacups, saucers, and silverware, and much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? They have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale. And they are drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Gold Leaf Nursery and Landscaping since 1975. Open Wednesday through Saturday. Come in now to pick out your favorite color of crepe myrtles.
Goldleaf Nursery, located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
You don't want to see it.
You know, I had a
friend. But his heart's in the right place.
I had a friend in Iraq, my combat buddy. We're sitting in a
sprinkler dance.
And no, I just started doing a happy dance.
I'm not exactly sure what it's called, but.
And well, I just started doing a happy dance. He says, I'm armed, and if you do it again, I'm going to shoot you. Now, that was 15 years ago or 16 years ago. And
your dancing hasn't improved.
No. I talked to him continuously, and it was his birthday. I said, hey, I'm going to do my bunker dance for you. He says, I still got guns. And I went, yeah, but you can't shoot me right now. He says, I can travel. So we're here with the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect with Susan Wilson and Marilyn Troggett and Josiah Farron from Farron.
Yes,
I don't know why I keep putting a G on that, except thank you very much for being with us.
Yes.
We're talking hate crimes.
You're welcome.
And what started it was those couple hundred flyers that were put out on people's lawns and driveways on July 25th. And what we've discovered today was this has been seen, the same kind of flyers throughout the North State, anywhere from San Francisco up north. It could be one individual who just, you know, that's driving around doing it. You can download it. What was that piece of paper from the internet? And what it does, though, it links you to a site that's pretty,
Vivid.
Right. And this was not counted as a hate crime because it wasn't directed at an individual. It was more of a hate incident. So if you get somebody reporting this, what happens then and how far up does this go?
So we start with our report. We talk to witnesses, gather information, follow up on leads, and just get as much information as we can. That's got to be on the chief's desk the next morning from the day that it's initially reported. And obviously there could be ongoing investigation that takes longer, but the initial report has to be there. And then once the report's done, annually we submit hate crime reports to the Department of Justice, and they compile statistics and analyze data and, use that to kind of help inform the legislature at the state level to look and see whether or not our hate crime laws are working or whether they need to make adjustments, that kind of stuff.
Well, there's a thin line between freedom of speech and a hate incident.
Correct.
So, I mean, you have to really take that into intent.
Absolutely, and we're not in the business of violating people's First Amendment rights. So, you know, as we do an investigation, we have to be sensitive to all parties. So even if, you know, in this case, I don't personally agree with their message, and, but I also am not going to tread on their rights. So,
yeah, there's a fine line there.
Correct.
And, I think most people are concerned that they can say something. To them, it's kind of innocuous, and I'm not talking about a specific, you know, Jews are bad or that. And find out that now they are advocating hate. And I just use as an example the pronouns.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden that became, and they're looking at third and fourth graders for doing this. So, mm-hmm. I mean, this is a...
A learned behavior.
Well, it's not learned behavior. It's just little kids doing this because they've known this person to be a girl. For you know, they all go to the same school, and all of a sudden, the girl is a little boy in the third grade. And kids have a problem with this and confused with this. Am I wrong here, Marilyn?
I don't know that this is an issue of right or wrong. I think it's an issue of education and tolerance and learning that sometimes things change. Sometimes, you know, people are who they are
mm-hmm.
and accept people however they are. It okay. needs to be what's taught, not getting stuck in this is the way it is, this is the way it should be, this is the way everyone should look, this is the way everybody should talk. And people are people and accept each other. And you said something earlier, it's like, I'm paraphrasing, when you get to know somebody, then the fear goes away.
Yeah, the whole thing is usually based on fear of some kind.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And
yeah.
education takes care of
we
that.
We have a phone a caller. Let's go to Dolores. Do you have a comment or a question for our guests? Dolores, you're on the air.
Hello. Okay, we lost Dolores.
You know, just to go back to what we were just talking about, you know, I think it's, as we talk about educating people, we need to build that common ground that we can go forward with and have those difficult conversations that we need to have. You know, we need to know each other. We need to know how each other thinks. That doesn't mean that we agree. It means that we build a common ground, somewhere where we can build a conversation from, rather than be flabbergasted by the whole thing.
And you know, live and let live.
Uh-huh. I've learned that after a certain period of time that I just will say to somebody, I don't agree with what you're saying, but I'm just tired of arguing with you about it. So don't think I've acquiesced.
Uh-huh.
And that's usually my final answer because I'm just tired of listening to this. Uh-huh. I would love to have you come on sometime and bring somebody to talk about the issue of being a white male in this country.
I know lots of white males.
You do, but it seems like we are blamed for a whole lot of stuff. And it goes back to 1700s.
There are a lot of you.
Well, yeah.
And so, you know, I think one of the things that happens is that we judge a whole group of people by the actions of a few.
200 years ago.
You know, we've done it since the beginning of time.
Okay.
I bet it goes back to the cavemen. You know, I mean.
You have red hair. We have to sacrifice you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. You know, and Linda was talking earlier about the show that was on TV last night, where each wave of people that came, they hated. Everybody hated the Irish when the Irish came. Everybody hated the Italians when the Italians came. Everybody hated the Portuguese when the Portuguese came. You know, everybody hated the Mexicans when the Mexicans came. And we, in our minds, we become very content with what is. And when you introduce a new factor into it, it's very difficult, I think, for people to work with it because they really don't have that common ground. They don't know what those people believe, what they're about. They don't we've heard Marilyn today talk a lot about the Jewish people and the things that we don't know because we're not part of that culture. Whether we go to synagogue or not, we're not part of that culture. So we have to build.
Okay. Well, I think there's something to be said, literally, if you're growing up and there's the neighbors or people in the neighborhood, this is all about teaching tolerance from within your family structure to other people in the neighborhood. Like, because if you've got other people of different faiths, people are afraid, they don't know what and then the fear turns into hatred.
Yes.
Okay, Dolores, you're back. You got 30 seconds.
Okay, I was just wondering, something that the gentleman said that he sometimes doesn't like what people say. So my question to him, how is he going to help them to basically enforce the law or investigate to be able to submit it to the DA?
Okay. Did you get that?
I did.
Thank you.
So, you know, essentially for me, for it to go to the DA, I have to identify a victim. So someone has to have been harmed or threatened by the behavior, and it has to fall within, you know, the statutes that we have to work with here in California. If those criteria are met, then that's absolutely what happens, is it goes to the district attorney's office. And, you know, like all police officers, I'm a human being, so I have my own feelings and opinions, and anything like this, I'm going to investigate objectively and, you know, just present the facts, regardless of whether or not I agree or disagree.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for being with us today, Marilyn Troggett and Corporal Josiah Farron and Sharon Wilson.
I knew you would do that to me.
Yeah. Hey.
Susan Wilson, thank you so much for putting this together this morning. We really appreciate you all coming on the air. And it gives us all food for thought about how are we going to be as a civilized person in our society, as an individual, to do random acts of kindness. Remember, there's people just because they're different colors, they're different shades, they're different thoughts, they're different religions, does not mean that they're the other. We are all one. We are in this together, so make it.